Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchDisasterRecovery.com. Today, I will be talking about security issues that many businesses are concerned with today. Disasters can strike any company, and as the amount of data stored in companies consistently rises, some may find it more difficult to keep it secure. Valuable company information and data is at risk if passwords are stolen, systems are hacked into, or if information lands into the wrong hands. What are the underlying issues here? How can companies prevent data loss and recover from a security breach if it occurs? With me now to help answer these questions is Paul Kurban, an independent consultant in information technology. Hi, Paul, and welcome.
Hi, Megan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So, Paul, what are some of the main security issues that companies have to deal with today?
Okay. Well, two primary security issues are faced daily by both public and private sector organizations. They're physical security and information security. Now, in physical security, organizations generally protect themselves from access by unauthorized individuals or groups of people. Now, this can be access into a physical location, such as a building, or maybe access into a specific area, such as a campus or even a community. If somehow someone or something, such as a motor vehicle, gains access, then company management, of course, would like to identify the perpetrators, locate their position, apprehend, and then, of course, remove them. Now, by contrast, information security attempts to protect an organization's most valuable asset, aside from people, and that's information. In information security, the principal goals are to protect the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of information. Today's information environment is characterized by vast amounts of information, network infrastructures, both internal and external, of course, to move the information and boundaries that protect the information from theft, damage, or destruction. Information security has become perhaps one of the most important activities an organization performs. Lack of attention to this issue can result in loss of critical information, damage to a company's reputation, and even failure of the business.
Right. Now, data loss from a security breach has the potential to paralyze a business. Do you see this as a rising concern?
Yes, of course. Ever since the first business computer systems back in the 1950s, data protection has been a concern. However, since early data centers were typically enclosed and secure fortresses that protected acres of processing systems, it was relatively easy to restrict access. Today, as computing architectures evolve from centralized to more decentralized structures, it's become easier for people to gain access to information systems and the information they carry. Evolution of data communications from relatively secure point-to-point circuits to today's virtual and wireless infrastructures have made it much easier to penetrate information environments and create havoc within an organization. The enormous dependence public and private sector organizations have on information systems and networks has increased the need for strategies to protect those assets. Loss of or damage to critical information can damage or disable or permanently shut down a business that hasn't protected its information assets. This is why information security as an industry and profession is so incredibly vital to public and private sector organizations today. It will certainly increase in importance as we progress into the 21st century.
Definitely. Now, in your experience, do you think companies are doing enough to avoid this type of data loss?
Well, this is an interesting question. Despite all the advances that have been made in information security in just the past 5 years alone, my answer here would be no, because they can always do more. That's the key right there. Mm-hmm. Capabilities and tools used by hackers, crackers, script kiddies, and other information security violators grow exponentially every day. It's a major cat and mouse game for information security organizations to keep up with and, when possible, stay ahead of these cyber thieves. Whether perpetrators attempt to violate information security for fun or illegal purposes, the threats to information are many and varied and occur daily. Access to corporate information via the all-pervasive Internet makes it particularly easy for cyber thieves to practice their craft. Mm-hmm. Information security professionals have a 24/7/365 responsibility and a challenge to protect information systems and networks.
Now, what would you suggest are some of the best practices to avoid some of these security issues?
Well, let's start with physical security. The best practices include having senior management support for security activities. That's always important. Documented policies that address physical security, procedures for responding to unauthorized access and other violations, coordination with local authorities to ensure that the breaches are quickly handled, equipment that monitors and prevents unauthorized access, such as access control systems, closed circuit television and motion detectors, background checks of prospective employees, and regular exercising of security response procedures.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from an information security perspective, once again, senior management support for these kinds of programs is probably the first and, you know, probably the most important consideration. Additional practices include documented policies and procedures structured in compliance with leading global standards such as ISO 27001 and related documents. Two, a structured approach to security, including access privileges, technology assets, and roles and responsibilities. Number three, awareness and education, which includes formal training, regular security communications to staff, visible enforcement of security rules, employee commitment to security policies via signed statements, security drills, penetration testing to identify potential weaknesses, and periodic audits. Regular monitoring of internal and external network services, security perimeters, and data flows into and out of the organization. So there's four right there. And, of course, within each of these areas are many additional activities that can increase security.
Yeah, definitely. So if a company does experience a security breach and associated data loss, what's the next step for them to take? How can they recover from this?
Well, the first activity, if something like this occurs, is to assess the nature and the extent of the loss. And there's all kinds of tools you can use to do that. Next step would be to notify responsible parties of the loss. These could be business unit leaders, people who have responsibility for certain systems, certain applications, that kind of a thing. And once this has been completed, the next step would be to launch procedures for recovery of the lost or damaged data. It's very important to keep responsible parties and management informed of the data recovery progress. And once the event has been resolved, a good thing to do is to conduct a post-event analysis and audit to see what happens and activate additional preventive measures as needed. Now, before such an event like this occurs, however, prevention and mitigation are two key activities. Assume you'll have security violations. That's the first step. Next, identify the most critical information, where it is created, and how it's currently protected and stored. Determine the impact to the company from the loss of this information. Determine how quickly this information needs to be available should it be compromised. Now, once these issues and questions are addressed, investigate the data storage and recovery options that will achieve the recovery goals identified. Now, for very time-critical data, such as financial transaction records, it may be necessary to have zero downtime. Almost impossible to imagine that, but you know, it may be necessary to have zero downtime.
Mm-hmm.
For an objective like this, some sort of data mirroring solution makes good sense. Specifically, as information is created, it's immediately replicated, encrypted, and stored at an alternate location, and ideally this would be off-site.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this process needs to be monitored carefully to ensure the data quality is not compromised during the replication process. And procedures to transition to the backup data need to be developed, documented, of course, and regularly exercised to ensure that the recovery can be achieved within the required time frames. Now, any other situations you may be facing without such a rigorous recovery requirement can probably use a combination of on- and off-site storage. Data can be stored on either disk or tape media. Data backup procedures, of course, need to be developed, documented, and regularly exercised to ensure that data recovery, even with less strict time frames, can also be accomplished.
Mm-hmm. And, Paul, do you have any other comments or tips you'd like to add?
It's very important to work closely with your business users within an organization to make sure that you understand what their needs are. It's also very important to tie in security activities so that they will support the business objectives of the organization, the strategic direction goals of the organization. Very important to get the best possible training on the technology, on the systems you use, and to regularly exercise any of your and all of your security programs as often as you realistically can. Mm-hmm. A good idea is to do these kinds of things at least twice a year. Personally, I would aim more for like quarterly or maybe six times a year, mm-hmm. just to make sure that the procedures and processes you have in place are consistent with the level of threat that your organization may be faced with.
Right. Okay, great. Thank you for those answers, Paul. And that's all the news I have for you today. If you'd like to read more about disaster recovery and how to prevent data loss situations in your company, visit searchdisasterrecovery.techtarget.com for more information. Thanks for listening. I'm Megan Kellett, and have a great day.